for.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 30th. Wow. We're getting there. Spring is in the air, isn't it? I saw on my walk to work this morning, I saw a lot of the agapanthus just beginning to shoot up their flowers here in San Diego, and then pretty soon they explode into these big blue flowers that look like fireworks almost. So spring is in the air, but not in the market. A little winter time remains here, a little gloomy. The Dow down 107 points right now. The Dow is at 17,928. Does it seem like we've been mired in this 18,000 area for quite some time? The answer to that is yes, because earnings have slowed down for now in the S&P 500, and GDP has slowed down for now in the S&P 500, but we're hoping that it's a temporary situation. Time will tell. The S&P 500 is down 10 points. 2,096. Does it seem like we've been mired in this 2,100 area for quite some time? The answer to that is yes. And I know investors get impatient. They haven't seen any movement in their portfolio for a month, and they start to say, what's wrong with Gunderson? He doesn't know what he's doing. Well, you know, sometimes the market stalls, and the market is stalled right now. Are we entering into a correction? More on that in a bit. The NASDAQ is down 36. The NASDAQ is at 4,987. Does it seem like the NASDAQ's been mired in this 5,000 area for quite some time? The answer to that is yes. Hey, at least it's not rolling over at all yet. I look at the charts. They still look fine. Crude oil, 58.65. That's a healthy spot in the market. Gold, 11.83. The euro clear up to 1.11. And the 10-year yield clear up to 2.08%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I hope spring is springing in your neck of the woods. It sure is here in San Diego. Notice the jacaranda trees, which put forth beautiful purple blooms. In fact, the entire tree is covered by these purple blooms that then fall to the ground, and you've got the purple all under the tree and the purple above the tree. Quite beautiful. We need some purple blooms in the market here, some at least some green shoots, because we've just been stuck in neutral here for the last 4 to 6 weeks or so. Hey, there's nothing I can do about it. Do the best I can. I made something out of nothing during the first quarter of 2015. Had some pretty good results, even though the market was basically flat. Well, now here we are, April coming to an end, May beginning to start here. Spring is blooming, but the market just remains stuck in neutral. Earnings remain stuck in neutral. GDP remains stuck in neutral. But everybody keeps telling me it's a temporary situation. Well, I keep watching my individual stocks. That's all I can do. Meanwhile, I'm glad I'm not in the bond market. Bonds really are selling off right now. 2.09% all of a sudden on that 10-year yield. As the market looks ahead as to when the Fed will hike rates, or will they not hike rates? Most are saying now that I don't think a June rate hike is in the cards, probably more like September. But the Fed really wants to hike rates this year just to prove who's boss. And they probably will at some point in time. For that reason, I continue to dislike the bond market. The economic reports that have come in here recently, soggy at best. I still think you can blame it on a very strong dollar, which is now beginning to weaken. Let's just take a look and see how that dollar, those few dollars in my pocket, are holding up today. They're even today, but they have been coming back a little bit from their recent highs. You can also blame the soggy economy on low oil prices. Yes, that's true. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of people employed in the energy patch. And I can't say that those low oil and gasoline prices have really translated to bigger lines at the shopping mall. People seem to be taking those extra bucks and paying off credit cards or relieving a little bit of debt here and there or sticking the money away for at least till next Friday. And you can also blame the slow economy. You know, we had some tough weather the first quarter of this year. But the question is, will it pick up again? Or is this a slowdown that's going to continue to slow down? So far, there's no signs of that. In fact, you know, how many times have I heard the saying, I'm waiting for a pullback? Well, we're getting a little pullback here. Not much of one, but we're getting a little pullback here. Are you ready to jump in? I am. I'm looking at this pullback, which I think may turn into a little bit of a correction. We'll see. I saw some early signs yesterday. In fact, I sent out some tweets. I don't like the way Home Depot is starting to roll over. But it's very early in the rollover phase, and it's not necessarily going to roll over yet. It may hold on here and right itself before it rolls over any farther. I looked at Lowe's yesterday, another one that looked like it might be beginning to roll over. Those aren't signs to flee and get out of the way, but they're signs that at least we need to be vigilant here, a little more vigilant than usual, because there are some consumer stocks, especially. I saw Dollar Tree, which also looked like it might be beginning to roll over. But I'll keep my eyes on it going forward. Those are three stocks that I currently own, including Dollar General. Those are four. Now, you know, four consumer stocks that I currently own that all looked a little bit sluggish yesterday, and it all came out after the GDP report earlier this week, which showed instead of the economy growing by 1%, which were the expectations, instead it only grew by 0.2%. And just like the San Diego Padres that were supposed to be several games ahead of 500 right now, are now below 500, even though management bought a lot of players in the offseason and the expectations are high. And right now, once again, same manager that we've had for the last 8 years, the Padres are not meeting expectations. Neither did GDP meet expectations. I'll be writing about GDP in my newsletter this week. We'll take a look at the history of GDP. What was GDP before 2008, before the crash? Were there signs that GDP was slowing down and getting ready to go negative? Because when the GDP goes negative, that's called the recession. And it went so negative that we put a great in front of the word recession and called it a great recession. Are we setting up for another great recession? Well, there's no signs of that yet. But I think exploring the history of the GDP and where we're at now and which direction GDP is headed will be a very important topic to cover in this week's newsletter. And I'll also update, now that we have almost half the S&P 500 reporting earnings, wow, I can't wait to see the numbers this week for earnings estimates on next year's S&P 500. Will it be higher than this year? Because if it is higher than this year, then we need to be buying this pullback because the market's going to go higher. It's going to follow earnings. On the other hand, if there's been a severe downgrade to S&P 500 earnings for next year, then we might want to start taking some profits off the table. So today and tomorrow, I'll be revising my numbers, getting the latest estimates from Wall Street on those 500 companies that make up that ubiquitous index, the S&P 500, and we'll see where earnings estimates are. For the rest of this year, are we going to be greater than, equal to, or less than last year? Probably about equal to this year. But it won't be long before the market, especially once this earnings season is over, will start looking ahead to 2016. That's the year we want to look at right now, not only on individual stocks' earnings forecast, but on the market's earnings forecast. Have they been revised upwards during this earnings season, or has there been a big downgrade? Well, I'm going to do the work the hard work that it takes. I'm going to roll up my sleeves, put a little elbow grease into it over the next few days, and then report my findings to you, because I want to keep you in the right areas of the market, and I want to warn you when there's danger ahead. I'm up here on the watchtower every single day with my binoculars on the 19th floor of a nondescript building downtown. Actually, it's got the Morgan Stanley sign on it. And Chipotle on the first floor. Don't forget that. And I'll be telling you what my findings are in this weekend's newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I've been bullish for 6 years and 5 weeks. At some point, that bullish stance is going to come to an end, however. Will it be this week? Well, we'll see. PWStreet.com. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at some best stocks now. There are some. Yeah, the market's kind of in wobbly mode right now, flat mode right now. Earnings are in flat mode. GDP is in the kind of a flat mode right now. We're going through a soft patch. But at least as of last week in my newsletter, I stated once again that I remain bullish on the market. Over six years ago, I wrote that a new bull market has been born, and that bull market's been in place ever since. And every week in my newsletter, I weigh it all. I take a look at the leading sectors in the market, the leading indexes, the leading asset classes, and I look at the converse side of that, the other side of the coin, the worst asset classes, the worst indexes, the worst sectors. I take a look at earnings. Are earnings continuing to increase? You know, how many times have I said that as long as earnings are going up, the stock's going to go up, and when earnings flatten out, the stock's going to flatten out, and when earnings start to contract, the stock is going to start to contract, and the same holds true for the market. And as of last Friday, now I'll be updating it again this week, but as of last Friday, there were no signs yet that S&P 500 earnings in 2016 will be less than earnings for this year. In fact, right now it looks like we may have a double digit, maybe an 8 to 10% increase in earnings next year versus this year. Now that was based on about 100 companies reporting their earnings so far as of last week. Now we've got another 100 or so reporting earnings, and we'll have a much, much, much clearer picture on 2016, and I'll be updating those numbers this weekend because that's very important. That's vital. If the target price for the S&P 500 next year is 2,400 and we're at 2,100 right now, you want to buy pullbacks, right? Especially in best stocks now. Well, they're not all pulling back, but some of them are pulling back. And the question is, are they getting ready to roll over before the big plunge? That's no fun. Or are they just pausing right now and refreshing themselves before they get ready to make another run? Well, let's take a look at a stock that I wrote up 30 days ago. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and the stock AmerisourceBergen, which I featured many times here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it's a stock that I continue to own, and it's a company that did report earnings this week, and it is a company that exceeded their earnings forecast. And it's a stock that's currently breaking out to new highs. Not on a pullback. It's not pulling back right now, although several other stocks are pulling back. And I'll be sending out some tweets during the day at Bill Gunderson if I see anything I really like. And if I buy anything, I send out a push notification to the premium subscribers on my Best Stocks Now app, which can be found at beststocksnowapp.com. AmerisourceBergen, which was a combination of a few companies over the years, is headquartered in Chesterbrook, Pennsylvania. Who will the Pirates or who will the Steelers be drafting in the NFL draft this year? Will the Philadelphia Eagles be drafting? You know, they're trying to make a run this year, it would seem, for the big Super Bowl trophy. Well, there's a company there that's quite the stock. Amerisource Bergen, which distributes brand name and generic drugs, over-the-counter healthcare products, and home healthcare supplies. And as you know, a lot of these companies have been in the news lately, trying to do forced marriages, shotgun weddings, hostile takeovers. Wow. There's been a lot of hostility between Teva and Mylan, and Perrigo. But we've seen some combinations between Allergan and Actavis. There's a lot of activity, M&A activity going on in the sector right now. Might ABC get caught up in it at some point? I don't know. ABC stands on its own merits without the thought of M&A activity entering into the conversation. Over the last 10 years, ABC has been delivering 23.7% per year to investors, while the market's only been delivering 6.2. Over the last 5 years, ABC has been delivering 31% per year, while the market's been delivering 12. And over the last 3 years, ABC's been delivering 47% per year. And get this, over the last 12 months, it's up 78%. It's been a very good stock to me. It's been a superior performer. It's not a baseball team that's one game under 500 with a bunch of all-stars playing on their team. Hey, you got to look to management, don't you? When you've got a bunch of good players that all of a sudden are falling back into the Padres' old ways, you have to say that there's something wrong with the man at the top here in San Diego land. That's just me. There's nothing wrong with the man at the top or woman. I don't even know who the CEO is or who's on the board of directors, but they're sure guiding the ship in a very nice manner for shareholders. Stock up 78% in the last 12 months. The market's up just 12. It gets a performance grade of A. All right? I mean, look, this would have to be the St. Louis Cardinals if this were a baseball team. This would have to be the San Francisco Giants if this were a baseball team. Results. It's produced results. Management has produced results. Now, question, how much do I have to pay for those results? I don't want to pay too much. Well, we'll have to see where the new earnings estimates come in at. But last time I looked, earnings estimates were $5.25 for next year. That's pretty good when you consider 6-7 years ago there were only $1.44. Earnings continue to grow. And as earnings continue to grow, stocks continue to appreciate. When I take the numbers of 525 and the analysts think that this could still be a double-digit grower going forward and apply a multiple to those earnings 5 years from now, those potential earnings 5 years from now, I come up with the target price of 183 as it stands today, and I got to believe that that's going to be going higher when we get new numbers in from Amerisource Bergen after they beat their earnings estimates. ABC is currently trading at 118, target price 183. The stock out of 4,043, it currently comes in at 328. But when I bought it, it was like number 40 or number 50 or so, and it's been doing just fine ever since. And I got to believe with this big move this week, and we're going to see higher numbers on the stock, I got to believe that its rank is going to go higher. Its target price is going to go higher, and we're going to continue to own ABC here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a superior stock, not a recommendation, but a very fine example, a very fine example of what I call a best stock now. Just look it up in the Best Stocks Now app, beststocksnowapp.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about, is a market correction underway here? Could be. It's too early to say. You know, just looking at the charts of the S&P and the Dow and the NASDAQ. But there's a few stocks that look like they were beginning to roll over yesterday. And I sent out some tweets about it. And, you know, there is, you know, if you wanted to hedge right now, you could look at SPX. S, which is bearish on the S&P 500, and it's leveraged 3 times. But I think it's just a little bit too early to say, yeah, we're going to get a 7, 8, 10% correction, which, you know, that SPX XS could be very profitable if the market were to roll over and go down about 6 or 7%. SPXH would probably go up about 18, 19%. So, you know, we're just watching here. The GDP numbers this week were not good. I think maybe the Apple numbers, which were excellent, and then, you know, they report a few issues out there with their watch and also some issues, I believe, in Europe. That's also pulling the market down here a little bit. So, you know, it's just too early to say. This may just be a 2 or 3 day phenomenon. Well, we may have a little bit of a correction here, which we are long overdue for. But suffice it to say, the market has gone nowhere this year because earnings have gone nowhere. However, if earnings are to increase by double digits next year, by 8 to 10% in 2016 over this year, that means we've still got further to go with this bull market, which has been now going on for over 6 years. And I'll be updating my numbers once again this week, and it'll be real interesting. I can't wait to see the new numbers on those 500 S&P 500 components, especially on the 250 or 300 or so that have reported earnings now, and see where we are at now. What impact has this earnings season had on this year's earnings and next year's earnings expectations, because that's what the market is going to trade off. And right now, everybody's trying to guess at it, but why not sink your teeth into some tangible numbers, and I'll have some this weekend. They're subject to change. Those are going to be estimates and expectations for next year, but the market trades on estimates and expectations. And I want to get a good update as to where we're at. Last time I looked, I was at about $137 per share for the S&P 500 next year, which would be a pretty big increase over this year's $120 or so. And when you go back to 2009, when we were at just $58 per share, we've come a long ways in just over 6 years, and that's why the market's come a long ways in just over 6 years, isn't it? Well, will this earnings growth continue here in America, or is it about over? We should have a real good feel for that when I send out the newsletter this weekend, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We talked about Amerisource Bergen, ABC. That ought to be an easy symbol to remember. Not a recommendation, but use that as a guideline for what a Best Stocks Now looks like. It has the performance. It has the relative strength. It has a beautiful stock chart. Couldn't be prettier. And it still has reasonable value. It's not the cheapest stock in the market, but it has reasonable value. And when you combine those together, reasonable value with a very powerful move in the stock over the last several years, good relative strength. In fact, IBD gives it a 94 on a scale of 1 to 99, and a healthy stock chart. What do you get? You get a Best Stock Now. And you also have a stock that's still in a favorable sector, the medical sector. So, anyways, no guarantees. That's all we can do is try to stick with those that are flourishing in today's economy and not those that are flopping and floundering in today's economy. Okay, one little quick news item, then we'll do another stock here. You know, I look at the various websites, and some lean hard to the left, some lean hard to the right. Some are kind of in the middle. I would have to say that, the town halls of the world and the Foxes of the world lean to the right. And I'd have to say that the CNBCs of the world and the Yahoos of the world lean far to the left. And I'd have to say that Yahoo in particular leans very far to the left. And I just find it a little bit disturbing that Yahoo's Marissa Meyer, CEO Marissa Meyer, whose website, whose company that she runs, who sits at the top and talks about income inequality all the time, and those dastardly CEOs that make all that money, and how there should be more less of a pay gap in America. She's going to pull down $42.1 million. That's her salary. It says Yahoo's Marissa Meyer gets a 69% raise in 2014 with total compensation valued at $42.1 million, up from $24.9 million in 2013. All right. Okay, Marissa. You know, where's the pay gap that you are talking about all the time? And, you know, hey, look, I believe a CEO should be compensated. It's a very big task running how big is Yahoo? Yahoo is a $40 billion company with a lot of employees. But don't go telling me about the problems in America with income inequality when you're pulling down $42.1 million for 1 year yourself. I just see a little bit of hypocrisy there myself. Anyways, let's talk about next. Equix. EQIX, which is Equinix Company. Another stock that I own, one that's been good to me. They provide network neutral co-location, interconnection, and managed services. What's that? Well, it's technical terms for the internet, network solutions, etc. And this is a stock that has really been a successful company over the years. It currently trades, well, currently has a market cap of $14.5 billion. They're also another company that reported earnings this week and came in with very strong, powerful earnings. And that's always happy when you own the stock, because you never know when a company reports earnings what's going to come out. Sometimes blah, ugh, they miss their earnings estimates and the stock plunges. And other times they beat earnings quite handily and the stock soars. And that's what we have happening in Equinix this week, EQIX. This has been a good performer too. Over the last 10 years, it's right up there with ABC. Although it's a smaller company, it's not in the medical sector, it's in the technology sector. I would call it the networking sector. It's a networking company. Over the last 10 years, Equinix, EQIX, has delivered 22% per year to the investors, while the market's delivered 6%. So here you have a company that has tripled the returns of the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. And the results have been pretty good here recently, with the stock 20% over the last 5 years, market 11.8. Last 12 months, been real good to shareholders. I don't know how much the CEO makes, nor do I really care. You know, that's the company's business. As long as you're taking care of the shareholders, and the shareholders are being rewarded, and the customers are being rewarded with good products, and the customer and the shareholders are being rewarded with good returns, and as long as the compensation is not obscene, which Ms. Marissa Meyer seems a little obscene to me, $42 million in 1 year? Well, she's got a lot of car payments. And I don't know, got a kid to take care of, a different thing. $42 million. Anyways, over the last 12 months, Equinix is up 38%. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It's probably not one that just rolls off the tip of your tongue either. This is a stock that's not being talked about much. I found it using my Best Stocks Now app. I was really drawn in by the valuation. It has a PEG ratio of just 1.03, pays a hefty dividend of 2.9%, still has terrific upside potential, and out of 4,043 stocks, it comes in at number 88. Nice stock here, Equinix, one that I continue to own. It combines the following traits: performance, one of the top performing stocks in the market, in a very good sector, technology. Still not a bad price stock. You know, when we look at forward PE ratio of 16, that's reasonable. And for that reason, it comes in at 88 out of 4,043. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, I want to take a look here at Greece. Let's give an update there. Greece will be meeting. Moody's has slashed Greece's credit rating deeper into junk territory, lowering its government bond rating to CAA2. I don't know what that means, CAA2. Probably in parentheses, it says probably won't pay back. Assigning it a negative outlook, the rating agency says blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Bloomberg reports that Greece and its euro area partners have agreed to pursue intensive negotiations. That means money's running out, which will begin today, targeting a preliminary deal by May 3rd, kind of like the Iran nuclear deal, and a final accord by May 11th. Well, we'll see. We shall see there. And Brazil is hiking interest rates. They're focused on inflation instead of a sputtering economy. Its benchmark interest rate, they rose by 50 basis points to 13.25. What are we? 2.08? 13.25. In Greece, or in Brazil, with economic conditions continuing to worsen, the consensus is looking for more rate hikes coming. In the 12 months, inflation is up 8.22%. Ouch. They had a chance to elect a new leader in Brazil, and they chose to go with the same leader, and they're getting more of the same. I mean, what do you expect? If you put the same people back in charge, you're going to get the same results. I look at the San Diego Padres. We redid our whole lineup, our whole roster, but we kept the same management in place. You know what? I'm sorry, but management has a lot to do with results. And, you know, I know management's likable and everybody likes them and they don't yell at anybody or slam any doors. Remember Tommy Lasorda? You remember the Tommy Lasorda, Dave Kingman against the Dodgers, hit four home runs that day. And Tommy was the manager of the Dodgers at the time. And one of the reporters asked him, what do you think of Dave Kingman's performance today? And Tommy's face got red. Smoke started coming out of his ears and his nostrils. What do I think of Dave Kingman's performance? And then every other word was bleeped for the next 5 minutes. Oh, man, now there was a passionate manager, man. His team screwed up like ours has been screwed up. We've been playing like little leaguers. Anyways, what's that have to do with the stock market? Management. Okay, the other area I want to talk about is energy stocks. One of the features that comes in real handy on the app is you can click on any sector. All right, so let's pull up. Here's the listing of all the sectors, not in any particular order, just alphabetical. Let's click on energy. Okay, and let's see what comes up. Now, within the energy sector, here come the top-ranked best stocks now. And you know what? The energy sector, I continue to add. You know, I got into it in January, then I backed out, and then I started getting back into it again because it looked like energy, oil prices were finally bottoming out. And I continue to add positions, and I'm looking to add more. The number one ranked energy stock right now is ALON, USA Energy, ALG, which is a refiner. The refiners are doing very fine. In fact, that was one of the factors that helped ExxonMobil beat their earnings forecast by quite a wide margin. A lot of their earnings came from the refining part. ExxonMobil is a very diversified company. Therefore, they're able to withstand a big drop in oil more than the average company. The number two ranked energy stock, and these are all A-rated stocks right now. And right now there's 250 stocks out of 4,000 that are A-rated or better. So this is a very select list here. Cabot Oil and Gas, COG, which I believe is headquartered in Houston, where they got a good little baseball team this year. The pitcher for Houston was named Dallas. How does that figure out? But it was. Magellan Midstream Partners, number four, which has been very good to me over the years, MMP. EOG Resources comes in at number five. That's a big one up there in the Williston Basin. Nice chart on EOG Resources. Concho Resources, another very good one there. Marathon Oil, Calumet. So there's some very nice looking energy stocks. But what I want to point out is the feature of the app, which allows you to click on a sector, allows you to click on an index rankings, asset class rankings, sector rankings. There's sector rankings right now. We have the global shipping index right now. Yeah, the shipping companies are really starting to take off here. We've got the internet index at or near the top. U.S. oil exploration has now passed the biotech sector. Once again, U.S. oil exploration, IEO, has now passed in ranking the biotech sector. So this is a very, very important feature of the Best Stocks Now app, which I designed for me. This was designed for me as a money manager. And I liked it so much, I said, you know what? Why not share the wealth? Why not redistribute the wealth? Why not share the knowledge and the results that the app comes up with investors out there who are looking for some kind of direction? They're not getting much from robo-advisors or from passive management. I don't believe in passive management. There's nothing passive about our management here at Gunderson Capital. Anyways, if you'd like to see the numbers, the current numbers on S&P 500 earnings for next year, I will be updating them today and tomorrow and reporting to you, reporting in with my reports, sir, on Friday night or either late Friday night or early Saturday morning when I send out my weekly newsletter, which has been bullish for 6 years and 4 weeks, but which will not always be bullish, pwstreet.com. And if you want to put an active manager to work for you, an active management team to work for you, not a passive management team that lets robots pick the asset allocations. No, that's not how we operate. You could give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. We'd be happy to talk to you. We've got some very nice people that work here. I make sure, doggone it, that people get good service, that they get a hold of somebody when they call. And if they're having any issues with their app or any issues with the subscription, we jump right on it get it fixed. And you're going to talk to a live person at Gunderson Capital Management, not a robot. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.